This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. And from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Gary Holt. Joining me in the great state of Missouri is Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina Mae.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. We have another pretty day in Tennessee, and it's kind of cool. You got to experience that last week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Beautiful, beautiful state.
Beautiful state. And
I got to meet you for the first time.
We did. We actually got to meet and exchange hugs, and that was pretty cool. And we're gonna talk about some more Tennessee trails in just a little bit, but why don't you tell us who our guests are going to be today?
Well, today we have Robert Eversole, the Trailmeister. Then we travel near Scottsville, Kentucky, and talk with Jack Haynes, owner of Long Sea Trails.
All right, and this is not our Trailmeister today?
It is our Trailmeister.
One and only Trailmeister.
There's
only one Trailmeister, so we're looking forward to talking with Robert in just a little bit. And we want to remind our audience that Saddle Up America is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net, and by our great show sponsors, Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org, and Trailhead Supply, your full-service online horse packing supply store. You can shop with them today, right after the show, online at trailheadsupply.com. So right now, grab a cup of coffee. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the Trailmeister, Robert Eversole. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, I want to be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in.
Well, a little Riders in the Sky this morning to get us started with Don't Fence Me In. And one gentleman that you definitely cannot fence in is Robert Eversole. Welcome to the show, Robert.
It's good to be here again. Thanks so much. You have to pardon my,
good morning,
my,
Robert.
My deep, deep voice. Hey, Tina Mae.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Well, it was great as as possible. And after all, if it weren't otherwise, nobody care anyway. So by golly, I'm doing great.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I just got back from the Western States Horse Expo. And actually got back home here to Spokane, Washington, in the wee hours of the morning. But had a Gary and Tina, where you guys were having a wonderful time in Tennessee. I was on the left coast in Sacramento at the expo, chatting with folks and talk about meeting some wonderful people there in Sacramento.
Well, so tell us yeah. a little bit about this Western State Horse Expo and what goes on there and what your role was this year.
Oh, can do. It's from what I gather, it's the largest equine expo on the West Coast. Everything from just a number of clinicians. Mr. Pirelli was there. Mr. Cox was there. My much better half, Celeste, she and Craig Cameron were exchanging rope tricks in front of the various booths for some of the attendees. It was the fancy rope competition, I think.
Wow.
So and Craig Cameron, he won handily, I believe.
Well, you have a pretty talented wife if she can get out there and do some rope tricks with Craig, so that's pretty good.
She's multifaceted. but it's a huge event. And of course they had me down to talk about trail riding and trail riding safely. So we had a wonderful chat on Friday, actually two of them on Friday, about trail riding emergency preparedness. I think we talked about that a couple months ago.
Right.
And then on Saturday, we talked about going in the backcountry without pack stock, and that was wonderful. And then on Sunday, chatted with folks about getting back to camp in time for dinner. My staying found talks about navigating in the backcountry as well as the front country. And in between all of that, I hung out at our booth, and the number of people that came by, Gary, it was amazing. It was, the number of people that like to trail ride, it just seems to grow and grow and grow. It was phenomenal.
Well, it does. I mean, that was very evident this weekend where we were with our charity event that we put on. What kind of folks did you have coming by that were trail riding? Is there a particular demographic?
It was across the board. It was folks like myself that started, in arenas and just started branching out. There were packers there. I got to tell you about this woman that I met. Phenomenal. She's a member of the Long Riders Guild, which,
right,
quite frankly, I think are kind of crazy folks, but they ride huge long distances. And she's a member of that. And she rode across the width of Nevada.
Wow.
And it wasn't quite the 1,000 miles that they want to join their club. It was only 500 miles. But 500 miles at one whack, one person, one horse, one dog. And she had resupply stops along the way. But not resupply stops, let's hop in the trailer at day's end, but resupply stops, here's a bale of hay and here's a jug of water.
Right.
And I think it took her almost 3 months, something like that. But got her name is,
wow.
That was what I said.
Or east west?
Does it matter? I believe it was east to west.
Wow.
Yeah, through the high desert. Her name, I'm going to butcher her last name, and I apologize in advance. It's Samantha Zorka. It's one of those CZ, lots of consonants last names.
Right.
But I just found her fascinating. And And I made a point to write down her name and her phone number and her email and the like, because I think she's going to wind up being featured in my Trailblazer magazine Trail Survival Challenge, because Lord knows I have lots of questions about how and why you would do a trek like this, but I can imagine my readers will as well.
Right.
I'll have to get that information from you. Maybe she can be on the show, and we'll just
That is why you are perfect. You always think that one step ahead.
Yeah. Did you get a chance, Robert, while you were visiting with her, to find out what her motivation was to do that ride?
Yes, it's to help publicize the needs of America's wild horses, you know, the wild Mustangs and the like.
Okay.
You know, because they're, you know, I don't know the full story behind it, so I probably shouldn't even try, but, you know, there are some tremendous challenges that the wild horse populations face, and
right.
She did this ride, and she's going to be doing another one next year that's going to be twice as long. It's fascinating, but I will make sure that I get you and Tina May her information. I think she'd be wonderful to have on the show, and just a true pleasure to chat with, and what she's doing is incredible, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a challenge, you know, getting back and doing what most of us do, riding just for the enjoyment of getting out for a day and maybe coming back to camp, or getting into the backcountry and spending a few days back there. It's certainly different than taking off for 3 months across a state.
Yeah, I'd rather not shower more than that.
She was riding with a purpose and makes it a whole different thing. I think that's great.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Samantha was one of the most interesting people that I spoke with, and it's really kind of hard to beat. Yeah, hi. I came to see you. Saw that you were here. By the way, I rode 500 miles across the desert in Nevada. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating. Well, we want to take a quick break and talk about one of our sponsors. But when you finish that up, you talked about making some stops at a couple of different places along the way. And let's talk about that when we come back.
I think we should.
All right. So right now, let's talk about TrailGuard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance with unlimited vehicle towing to a dealership that services your make vehicle, a second tow vehicle to get your trailer and horses home or to your destination, 24-hour coverage for you and your vehicle or one that you're driving or anyone driving your vehicle, and a 24-hour personal assistant to help you plan your trip, and much, much more. TrailGuard was founded with one mission in mind, and that's guarding you down life's trails. You can learn more today at trailguard.org. And at the end of the show, Tina May, you and I may talk a little bit about your experience with TrailGuard this weekend, but we'll hold that until then. And we're going to listen to a great song right now by Gary Allegretto and Ian Espinosa. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.com. .net.
Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's nighttime and the crickets are calling, and the coyotes are making their will. I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. To lie and listen to the music of the wind strumming a sagebrush guitar, while over yonder the moon is climbing, and it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know?
Well, what do you know?
It's morning already.
Morning already.
And there's a dawn shining so silver and pale. It's time to climb on back of my saddle and ride that old Navajo Trail.
Getting some feedback right there. I hope that doesn't last.
It sounds good on my end.
All right. Hey, you know, I was just. Yeah, I'm not sure where that's coming from. Robert, can you hear that?
I feel like you're at the end of a canyon and talking because it's glorious. It's not feedback. It's a good thing.
That's a positive way to look at it.
That is a positive way to look at it, but it is a...
Let's make some lemonade.
It's a real issue. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, do another song. I'm going to call back in and see if we can get rid of that. And this is Rusty Richards, The Last Cowboy, and we'll be right back to talk more with Robert and Tina May.
There's an old man who lives all alone on the plains, and he speaks to his horse with a touch of the reins. He's bringing him in, the day's finally done, riding towards home with their backs to the sun. They stop for a while to watch the moon rise, and he hums with the crickets the night's lullaby. Spellbound they stand as the stars come in view. They see it each night, but each night it seems new. And it blows him along. Moment by moment, he loves and lives on. Don't close your eyes, for soon he'll be gone. And with him, the cowboy's song. The song of the cowboy is nearing the end. It came with a breeze riding out on the wind. Men who were free with a song in their hearts a friend of the moon and a child of the stars. He beds down his horse, then he lights up the fire. He'll fix himself supper, and soon he'll retire. He's sipping his coffee, his last cup today. Tomorrow he'll wake up and just ride away. Now the wind's singing and it blows him along. Moment by moment he loves and lives on. Don't close your eyes, for soon you'll be gone. And with him, the cowboy's song.
Well, that's Rusty Richards, the last cowboy song. And it was a pleasure to talk with him a few weeks ago on the show. He was for 20 years a member of the Sons of the Pioneers. And Tina May, I think you can hear me, and the feedback is coming from your line. So if you'll call back in, and we'll see if that gets that squared away. So anyway, Robert, let's talk just a little bit about the campgrounds, because you really enjoy getting out and visiting new places, don't you?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah, you know, when I have to admit, I don't like flying. So whenever at all possible, in between going places, I prefer to drive and kind of find new places along the way. And on this trip, heading down to Sacramento, I stopped at a couple different areas. One I had been to before, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. And another for the first time. And they were in Central Oregon. I don't know if a lot of our listeners know about Central Oregon, but it's high desert. You know, it's yesterday coming back, I don't think that we saw under 100 degrees through Oregon. In one place, through the Columbia Gorge, it was 109. So it's
oh,
a bit
wow.
toasty. But the first stop along the way was at Oregon State Park called the Collier State Park. And they've got a nice little horse camp there that opens up onto national forest behind, where you can ride through, you know, big ponderosa forest. Really nice place. Have corrals there that are just skookum strong. Stock water, restrooms, pretty much everything you could want. And again, that access to the national forest behind the park, where you can just go for miles and miles. And that was.
Wow.
Just a nice place, little stream running along the campground. You know, I will definitely be down there with my horses, you know, at some point. But the one that I really enjoyed was a little bit north of that, near Bend, Oregon. And what's one of the things that we as horse riders, you know, want to do before we load the trailer up? We want to find out about where we're going, right?
Absolutely.
And what's going on there. That's why I created the website, you know, www.trailmeister.com. And the first time I stopped by this place, Newberry Volcanic National Monument, I was coming back from, I forget where I was coming back from, but it was in May. And when I think of May, I think of flowers and warm weather.
Right.
I did not consider that May at 6,000 feet in elevation might be a little bit different. And the first time I went to the monument, there's a horse camp there, the Chief Paulina Horse Camp. I got about halfway up the mountain before I ran into big snow, and never did make it to the horse camp because they were still snowmobiling.
It was
deep. Wound up camping in the forest down below the mountain because I did not think that, well, I didn't think, and it bit me in the tuchus. You know, going there, you know, a month later, you know, just on the way back from Sacramento, it was totally different. And it is a nice place. If any of our listeners are interested in going someplace with some wonderful history to it, some excellent geology, I'd really recommend the Newberry Volcanic National Monument and the Chief Paulina Horse Camp. It's it's at the top of a volcanic crater. There are lava flows, obsidian flows. If anybody doesn't know what obsidian is, it's volcanic glass, and it's the niftiest stuff in the world. I don't know that the trail doesn't go through the obsidian flow fields. Thank heavens, that would be pretty nasty.
Right.
But you can see it. Some of the trails can get a bit sporty, but
sporty,
they're terribly well.
Sporty, there's a new word.
Pardon? Sporty, yes.
Sporty word.
Yeah.
We have some weekend, too, in Tennessee after a rain.
Oh, I believe it. You can find sporty trails any place. It's not just here or there. Any trail can be sporty, but I do like that word.
It's a good word. Good word.
Yeah. So I would really, wonderful views, and then up at elevation, where below the mountain we were like I said in the 100 degree mark, up where we were at, 6,000 plus feet, it was the mid 80s, and you're in Ponderosa Pine Forest. The towering peaks above you up in the rocks, just a nice place. The campground itself is very nice. Corrals, either two or four horse corrals, restroom, good water, that they actually truck in. It's a great place. Go visit it.
Well,
I'll have to post
like
some pictures.
Yeah, do that. I don't know if I've ever asked you this or not, but I'm going to ask you now. Do you have a favorite place that you've ridden from all the places that you've ridden, backcountry, places like this? Do you have a favorite place that you've ridden?
My favorite place?
Yeah.
I would have to say that my favorite place that I've ridden is the Norse Peak Wilderness in the Central Cascade Range, maybe an hour east of Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Not for the tremendous views, but they were there. Not for the great trails, but they were there too, but because I got to take my father on a backcountry pack trip.
Oh, wow.
So as far as, to more directly answer your question, while still not answering at all, it's usually the last place that I visited, because I think every place has something that is remarkable. Either it can be views, great trail, great facilities, and even better, great company. That's why I'm really looking forward to riding with Tina May here in August.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that statement that you just made, Robert, about the good company. I've had people on different sites that I've been a member of for trail riders,
mm-hmm.
and they would ask about your favorite trail. And my response was that they are all good when you have good companions to share them with.
Isn't that just the truth?
Yeah.
It's something that I really believe.
Any
place can be wonderful. It's your companions can make or break it. And I've been so terribly fortunate to generally have pretty darn good companions and think the world of them. No, I don't have a favorite trail. I have favorite companions.
There you go. That's a great answer. That is absolutely a great answer. It really is. Well, now, you have alluded, and Tina May has alluded to the fact that you guys are going to be spending some time up in Montana. And do you have some special companions, Robert, that are going with you on that trip?
Besides LT, my walking horse, and Minnie the circus pony, no. I think you were talking about Boo.
Well, actually, I was thinking that I was thinking your dad and some siblings might be going.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. It looks like Dad will not be going on this run. Dad has decided, and I got to talk him out of it, that it might be a little bit too sporty for him. And I can certainly understand that. You know, I hope he changes his mind. So it kind of looks like I'll be hauling water with Andy Breland and Tina May while we're there. So all is good. We'll make the best out of it.
Well, that is pretty cool. You'll have to put up with Tina May a little bit longer than you planned on. So that's
somehow I'm thinking that's going to not be that bad of a thing.
Has its own challenges. Well, you are in such demand as a writer and a speaker. Where are you headed next to be talking?
The next speaking engagement is at the end of August. And that is going to be at the Fire Mountain Trail Course on the west side of Washington. So I have a little bit of time between now and August 28th, when that is, to actually get out on the trails a lot more.
All right.
So,
is that with Marilyn?
Yes, with Marilyn.
Oh, she's awesome. Just love her.
Yeah, Marilyn
is a sweetheart.
Yeah,
she's a sweetheart.
She's promoting your appearance pretty well right now. So people,
that,
if they're in that area.
She is. I hope I don't disappoint.
Yeah. Well, the folks are in that area, they need to plan on putting that on their calendar and be part of that event that's taking place there. So that'd be
exactly.
Cool.
So between now and then, I've got a week, perhaps a week and a half. I'll have to look at the calendar. But going to be heading into the Passaitan Wilderness in Washington's north central area along the Canadian border, and going to be helping support a backcountry horseman work party in that area. So going to be there. I think that's an 8 or 9 day run.
Oh wow!
So be doing a fair bit of packing of some supplies, some materials into that. So. The next time that we'll chat, I'll have just come back from that.
Oh, that's cool.
So hopefully I'll have some great stories to tell.
Well, that will be terrific. And of course, after you get through with the ride with Andy and Tina May, we'll have to have the three of you on to talk about talk about most of your experiences. We might not
remember all of them. Yes,
That will be a hoot. Well, let's give everybody your website again so they know how to get in touch with you and keep up with the best and largest, what do you call that now?
I call it a guide. It's not a directory. It's not a list. It's a guide, gosh darn it, for everything that you want to know about new places to camp and ride with your horse. And it is www.trailmeister.com. Visit the site. We've got over 1,600 places to ride and camp with your horses and mules across America, and everything that you want to know before you load up that trailer, for what to expect, so you don't wind up at the campground with 5 feet of snow like I did the first time I went.
All right.
You know what, Robert? That is such a handy tool. I had just given out your website again to a friend of mine that's actually moving, and they're moving with their horses to Utah, and they're wanting to know some stops along the way. And I said, the best thing I can tell you is to go to your website, that awesome trail directory, and I think it helps a lot of people. So.
Yeah. Trail guide. It's a trail guide. That's what you need. Hey, listen, Robert, it is always fun to have you on the show, and I appreciate the fact that you've gotten very little sleep. When you and I talked early this morning, and it was real early for you because there's 2 hours difference in our times, you were just working on that coffee. So you sound great, and you stayed awake. So congratulations. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll be talking with you next month. Always great to have Robert Trailmeister Eversole join us, and he's so much fun. And I want to talk next time that you're back and find out how Boo did after being left behind so long. We'll do that.
Yes, I'm on my way to pick him up now.
All right. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and wonderful month, and keep on listening and keep on riding.
All right. Thanks much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jack Kanes at the Longsea Trails in Tennessee, and you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I saw a crazy cowboy ride across my dream. He turned and waved to me. What could it mean? What could it mean? This crazy dream. I did not recognize him. His face was out of view. He looked familiar, like someone that I almost knew. Well, now I'm riding after midnight, and I'm roping all the stars, heading across the prairie to the land of my heart. There's a cabin waiting there with freedom on the door. If I get there by midnight, this crazy dream will bother me no more. Whoa, no more. I saw the cutest cowgirl a man's ever seen. She came riding down a moonbeam, heading straight for me, oh, straight for me. Inside my dream, she rode up to me, smiled and took my hand. She said, now follow me, I know the trail to Neverland. Well, now I'm riding after midnight, and I'm roping all the stars, heading across the prairie to the land of my heart. There's a cabin waiting there with freedom on the door. If I get there by midnight, this crazy dream will bother me no more. Crazy cowboy, the one inside my dream, I recognize him now. Oh, good Lord, it's me, good Lord, it's me. I'm inside my dream. I'm heading across the prairie, bound for Neverland, straight on till the morning. Then I will understand. After midnight, and I'm roping all the stars, heading across the prairie to the land of my heart. There's a cabin waiting there with freedom on the door. If I get there by midnight, this crazy dream will bother me no more. Oh, oh, no more. No, no.
That is Clint Bradley riding after midnight, the title cut from his great album. And Clint has been on the show from the UK, and he's a faithful listener to the programs that we do on Equestrian Legacy Radio. So a shout out to Clint this morning. And right now we're going to welcome to the show my neighbor, Jack Haynes. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Gary. Appreciate you taking time to talk with me about Long Sea Trails today.
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Tina. How's it going?
It's going good. Going good. Glad to have you on.
Well, glad to be with you guys today.
Well, let's start out, Jack, talking a little bit about Long Sea and how it got started. And there's some interesting and unique information about your place up there. But why don't you share with us how you got started?
Well, actually, I guess you would say since the business is the whole purpose of Long Sea Trails was to save my family farm, so you could say that my ninth removed grandfather started this idea when he immigrated here from Europe.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, his son was Benjamin. Benjamin fought in the Revolutionary War, and at that time, soldiers got land grants for fighting in the war. So Benjamin headed what they called then West to claim his land grant, and he got here in this area along Long Creek, and one of his oxen died. So he went to what is now Gallatin, Tennessee, and petitioned for the land grant. So that's kind of how it started. The farm has been in the family now. My son, BJ, is the 10th generation, and just happened that we all had the last same name.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, I think that may be the longest history of a family owning property that we've talked to. We've had folks that have had century ranches and century and a half, but gosh, that's older than I am.
Well, there is a lot of history here on the farm. I live in the house that my grandfather was born in, and it was built in 1891, and just there's a lot of feelings about the family farm, and that's why in 1998, when I was just 3 or 4 years away from retirement, I started trying to think about ways to save the family farm.
And why a horse campground?
Well, actually, that comes from my friend Mike Likens. He is a farrier in this area and very well-respected horseman. And he and I talked for a year or two about different things to do, and he gave me the idea that there was not a horse trail ride business anywhere in this area, and he thought it might fit into a good niche, and it definitely has.
Well, it has, and I'll just mention right now that Mike has shot horses for me and my family probably for, I'm going to say, almost 30 years. I mean, time kind of gets away, and neither one of us are that old, and certainly Margaret isn't, but
right.
Mike's a great, great guy, and I think he had the right idea because people love Long Sea, and there's a reason for that, and that is because it is a family operation, and you guys are just as warm and hospitable as any place you'll ever stop and visit, and kudos to you on that, because people just keep coming back and coming back. Yeah, it's a great place. And let's talk a little bit about the facilities itself, because you guys have constantly improved and added on to what you have, but let's talk a little bit about what you've got there.
Okay, well, we started in, I guess it was late 98, clearing the trails, and we cleared trails for a year and a half before we ever collected a dime, the best I remember. But, you know, and I'll talk to you about, I'd love to share with you the facilities that we have here in camp, but, you know, the trails are what make the whole difference.
That's right.
And, of course, we do have, we've gradually added trails along, and we have trails on over 2,000 acres now, and there's about 45 miles of them.
Oh, wow. Wow. And the unique thing about that is that you're not near a national or a state forest. This is a cooperative effort with different farmers there, isn't it?
That's right, Gary. We're on 14 different farms, and we have good neighbors who trust us, and we try to help look out for anything that might be going on in the neighborhood. And it's just Mike and I, when we had this idea, we knew that in order for Long Sea Trails to be good, it would have to be good for the community too. And God has blessed us with that.
Well, it certainly
has.
Well,
I think, technically, you are both in Kentucky and Tennessee. So somebody comes there, they can ride in both Kentucky and Tennessee. Is that correct?
That's correct. Most of my farm that's right in kind of the middle of the rest of the farms is actually in Kentucky. And you can get to almost 100 yards behind my house before you leave Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the terrain, Jack, of the trails for people that may have never even rode in Tennessee. Let's talk about what sites maybe or overlooks that are on the trails, if there's water crossings, and let's talk a little bit about the terrain on your trails.
Okay. We have what people in Macon County call hills and hollers.
There you go.
And one of the things that people like is that we have so much water. I think we've got six different streams along the different trails, and the best I remember, there's no place that you have to ride over 30 minutes without at least enough running water for your horse to drink, even in the dry summertime. So, of course, most of our folks that ride with us ride at a lot of different places, you know. But in July and August, a lot of them tell us when they come here that we're the only place they go in the hot summertime.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got a pretty good swimming hole there, too, don't you?
Yeah, it gets worn out. Well, I started to say when it gets hot, but it's been under heavy use already.
I bet. We've been kind of warm here.
Actually, we've got two or three different spots up down there along about a half a mile of the big creek, the long creek that runs through us, that two or three different spots you can swim. So people do enjoy that.
Well, they really do.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about your facilities. Talk about the sites that you have and what you have to offer there at your camp, Jack.
Okay, well, we opened the campground and bathhouse in April of 2000, and at that time I think we had about 10 electric sites, and since then we've added 13 more sites, so we have 23 30-amp hookups now, and almost all of them have water, and then we have pretty well unlimited primitive spots. We have two different primitive camping areas. One is here near the main campground, and it's completely shaded, and then the other is down along the creek, which is about a half a mile from camp. We've added three primitive cabins, and as I said, added trails along the way, and then in 2008, a man by the name of Rich Hompish called me, and his stepmother had passed away, and he had a house that's more like a Gatlinburg chalet. It's awesome. It has an awesome view, and it's on the highest hill of the 2,000 acres of trails we have. And he basically said that he had done a background check on the business and on me, and that we had passed, and he called to see if we wanted to use his house and barn as a part of our business.
Oh, that's great.
So,
oh, wow, that's great.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's great.
Oh, yeah. We added that in 08, and then in 09 we completed our main building that we have now with the two hotel rooms and the check-in office, the kitchen. It has a 50 by 22 pavilion and the barber shop. And my best friend, Jerry, who passed away in January, was our barber, and that building actually started out just to be a barber shop for Jerry, and one thing led to another. So people seem to enjoy that. But, you know, I guess it all goes back to when Mike and I talked about starting this. Of course, Mike was the horse person. I'd been a school teacher, it seemed like, all my life. So once we agreed, I said, well, okay, Mike, what do we do to start this business? And he said, I don't have a clue. So we decided
make it and they will come.
Exactly. So we decided we needed some goals. So in 1999, we set out two goals for Long Sea Trails. And one was that people be in better shape when they leave here than when they arrived. And mm-hmm. the other goal was that God be happy with what happens here.
Yeah.
And
that's neat. Great goals.
I retired from a high-pressure job, so I wasn't interested in getting into anything that was high pressure, and I have found out the way to do that is just turn it over to God and follow His lead. And I ask Him every morning the first thing to guide me to do what He needs me to do that day, and other than working 6 or 7 days a week, the jobs, it's just really fun, and I am so blessed to be here.
Well, it is a super neat place, and we want to talk some more about the facilities, and you've got some just really neat little cabins. We'll talk a little bit more about them and some of the events that are coming up, but we need to recognize one of our sponsors right now, and that is Trailhead Supply, your full-service online horse packing supply store. With their storefront location in Kalispell, Montana, Trailhead Supply doesn't just sell packing supplies. They stand behind every product they sell, and they use them. Trailhead Supply is your online source for the very best in camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. You can shop today with Trailhead Supply online at trailheadsupply.com. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Jack Haynes at Long Sea Trails and find out more about what they have coming up and a little bit more information about the facilities there as well. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I'm leaving to go back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. The blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. The Lord never painted a prettier sky, almost as blue as the blue of her eyes. When we shared our love by the pinon fire's glow, back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. Blue mountains rise and the always blows, a place big enough for a man to dream, back home where the short grass grows, where the ponies run wild like the wind in her hair. When I close my eyes, I can almost be there. I can see my love awaiting where that old sweet water flows. Back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. Blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. Where the short grass is a-waving to a turquoise sky above, the aspen-covered hills guard the country that I love. I'm going where the short grass grows. The blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. My home where the short grass grows. The short grass grows.
Well, that's R.W. Hampton's Short Grass, and I tell you what, people love to get out and ride, and as they say, there is nothing quite as good for the inside of a man as the outside of a horse. And a lot of folks throughout Tennessee and Kentucky tell me that their favorite place to ride is Long C. And so we want to talk a little bit more about what Jack has going on up there. Let's find out about those cabins that you've got, Jack.
Well, all three of our cabins are primitive cabins. Where we put them all, it would have cost more to get electric and water there than it did to build the cabin because, you know, we wanted them to be out in the really rustic settings, and the people seem to enjoy them that way. And of course, we have the two hotel rooms here in camp upstairs from the office if they want water and electric and bath and heat and air and all that stuff.
Well, and how are the cabins set up? I mean, you've got how many do they accommodate? I think you've got a few amenities, like something to keep you warm or...
Oh, yes. They're all fully insulated, and they have propane heat that will run you out of there even in the middle of the winter.
Right.
And, of course, their own outhouse. That's an important thing.
Yeah. And, if you've never experienced an outhouse, it's your opportunity to do that.
Yes. Some people really say that it's an experience for them. You know, for me, it brings me back to before I was 10 years old. That's the way we had to live, you know. But
right. But that is pretty cool. And you've got some events that are coming up, and one that's coming up pretty quickly.
Yes, we're really excited about what's going on this weekend. This is the first time that we've had this, but it's going to be an annual event. It's the Mike and Margaret Likens Wagon Ride.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to ride all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. And of course, they'll leave from camp here every day. And we have probably hundreds of miles of rural roads here that hardly ever even cross a highway in mm-hmm. the area. And they're going to utilize some of the area here on the farm. Mike and I actually did a little bit of work on one horse trail this winter, making it wagon ready, and they're looking forward to a good time of that. And we have the Hearts and Hands Mission Team, which is a mission group that does missionary work in Honduras, and then they do some things here in the United States. And they come up several times a year and do our food service. And whatever they make on that goes toward their missions. So they'll be here this weekend. They have a fish fry on Friday night, and then they'll have the buffet open on Saturday and again on Sunday. Of course, we'll be doing cowboy church on Sunday morning. That's every Sunday.
Okay.
At 8:30, and even as bad as the weather was this last winter, we didn't miss a single Sunday. We have I guess you'd call it a chapel area that's in the upstairs of one of the horse barns, and it's fully insulated, and we have padded chairs, and God blesses us with being with us every Sunday morning. And that's one of the things that's you know, one of the reasons that we are so successful, and I'm not talking about getting rich, I'm talking about the nicest people in the world coming to see us, is that every Sunday we ask everybody that comes to Cowboy Church to talk to God every day and ask him to guide us to do what he needs us to do.
Oh, that's great.
And I really think that's why we just have the nicest folks come here every weekend. The people that come, there's two things that we hear a lot of about why they like Long Sea. And one is the beautiful scenery. Well, of course, God just blessed us with that. There's no way we could have done that part.
Right.
And the other is that the people they meet here.
Yeah, yeah.
So many friendships has been made here. And Kristen Sullivan, that works full-time for us here, she does such a good job taking care of the campground. And Sandy Knight, that does our rental horses, we do a little bit of rental horses for those folks that don't own horses. He does a really good job for us. And Randy Lowe sets up his tack trailer on Saturdays. And Eileen Whitty is a graphic artist, and she has what she calls a little barn shop here in the horse barn, and she's open on Saturdays. And Billy Hallam guides all of our guided rides. We just a couple of weeks ago, we had our first annual Remember Jerry ride, just to remember my friend Jerry that was a barber,
right.
And he was
right.
Everybody's best friend up here. This weekend also, we'll be having music from Ray Comer and the Flatland Ramblers, and we have them several times. Tommy Ross and his band have been out, and they'll be back again in on Labor Day weekend. We had Long Creek Bluegrass last weekend. So, of course, at St. Jude, we'll be doing karaoke on St. Jude. We have the karaoke lady, Deborah Christian, she does a really professional job of that. So there's just something going on at Long Sea about all the time.
There is. And there are a couple of things I want to ask you about real quickly. First of all, not every campground is set up for wagons. And so that's
right.
Pretty unique that you have the ability for wagons to come up and participate. Do people do that quite often? Do you have folks that come up and bring their wagons?
We are just now beginning to get into that with Mike and Margaret hosting this ride. We've had two or three wagon trains to come through and just to take a break during the day and some to camp at night, you know. But this is the first time that Mike and Margaret are doing their own thing here, and we're just really excited about it and looking forward to it.
Well, that's great. A lot of folks will ask when we're talking about horse campgrounds if they are wagon friendly. So that is a great thing to point out. And the other thing I wanted to ask you too, Jack, for your fundraising Fish Fry and for your Cowboy Church, can the public come to that, or they have to be campers?
Oh no, we don't shun anyone. Everyone is welcome. We have a lot of people in the community to come to the Fish Fries and just come by, you know, some of the farmers just come by to get a bite to eat and then go along their way during the day. We have a handful of folks that come to Cowboy Church year-round, and everybody is always welcome to that. It's 8:30 every Sunday morning, so it's, you know, we finish up by 9:30, and there's plenty of time to ride or whatever. And it's also come as you are. Lots of days I'll have my work clothes on, and my dog makes every service with me.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got everything. You've got the cabins, you've got the primitive campgrounds, you've got the campsites with electric and water, beautiful trails, you've got riding for those that bring their horse, you have riding for those that don't bring their horse, you have horses to be rented, you have wagon trails. And, of course, the Sunday Cowboy Church, it just sounds like you just have everything there. It sounds great.
Well, we're just adding one more thing that seems to be really entertaining to the campers. My better half, Debbie, sells Jack Russell puppies, and they put on a really good show for the people. So they've been enjoying the puppies, too.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, cute.
Well, another thing to mention, too, is the fact that not only can you come and stay in camp, but you also welcome day riders, don't you?
We do. There's some day riders here. We have a few day riders to come in through the week, but lots and lots on Saturdays and Sundays.
And I know I've been up there many times to day ride, and I got to tell you this cute thing. I didn't have a Jack Russell, but I had a little rat terrier puppy that I picked up. And the fellow that I got him from's name was Howdy. That was his last name. And when I picked this puppy up, and he would fit in the palm of my hand, and I was driving home, and it was like, okay, what am I going to name you? And I had gone about a mile, and you know I had to name him Howdy Doody. And so that was his. Tina May's not old enough to remember Howdy Doody, but Jack and I are, so you know where that's coming from. You know where that's coming from.
I easily qualify for that.
Oh, gosh. Well, now let me ask this a couple of questions for you. And real quickly, are you open year-round for riding?
We close on Christmas Day, and that's it. We're open every day year-round other than Christmas Day.
Okay. And the second thing is how can people travel to get to you? If I'm coming from Nashville, for example, or if I were coming out of Kentucky, how would I get to your place?
Okay. We have, of course, our website is longseatrails.com.
Okay.
And we have directions on the website. But coming down the I-65 from Louisville, they take exit 53, which is a Cave City exit, and go through Glasgow, and then when they come into Scottsville, we have the looks like the state park signs, the brown signs that will take them in from there.
Okay.
Coming from Nashville, they can come up usually just because it's the traffic's a little bit less. We take them up I-65 to exit 117, and they come through Portland on Highway 52.
Okay.
And all they have to do is come 3 miles past the red light in Westmoreland, and they can turn there. If they're coming from the Knoxville area, we usually get them off at the Carthage exit and come 25 to 10 up through Lafayette. We are within 45 minutes to an hour of probably 5 or 6 different exits off of the 2 interstates.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So easy to get to, and they can visit the website to find out more about Longsea Trails and the events. And is your next big event, is that the St. Jude's event?
Well, we're hoping this weekend with the wagon ride is going to be a big event.
Yeah,
St. Jude will be, it's usually our biggest event of the year. The last 2 or 3 years have raised over $8,000 each year.
Oh, that's great.
And that's obviously a good thing. Now this year when we did the Remember Jerry ride, that goes to benefit the High Point Hospice, which is the group that helped his family take care of him for his last 5 months. And we thought that got off to a good start here a couple of weeks ago. But, St. Jude is usually our biggest event of the year. Now, we have a New Year's Day ride every year. We serve breakfast with it and do a drawing and some things like that. And, of course, that's pretty well according to the weather. But we always have a handful to show up no matter how bad it is.
Right. Well, you got to start the year off right, so that's the best way in the world to do it if you can. So, you know,
absolutely.
Tina May, some of the nicest folks that you'll ever want to meet are right there at Longsea, and you know, I've ridden up there quite a bit, and I've kind of bummed myself up a little bit and haven't been able to ride as much. But I've known Mike and Margaret that we were talking about for at least three decades, and just the sweetest folks in the world. So you cannot go wrong going up to visit with Long C, and you'll find out where, and it's amazing. You'll find people that you'll ask, where's your favorite campground in Tennessee? And they'll say Long C. So we want to encourage folks to visit there. And Tina May, you always have one question about the size rigs. You want to ask that?
Yes, I was going to ask you about the sites. Do you have plenty room for pull-in sites or for big rigs?
Our sites vary in size, but we have, I don't know, we've never had anybody to come in that we couldn't put in a site big enough for them. We've got several sites that are just unlimited. We've had a few tourists come through in these huge buses, or they look like a bus to me. I guess you call them a motorhome or motor camper or whatever. But yeah, we do have plenty of big sites, and that doesn't seem to be a problem with them. You know, one thing that I neglected to mention, which is maybe a little bit unusual, but we don't allow alcohol, and
right.
A lot of our visitors come here because of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's one other question that I have that I don't think we covered. Do you have stalls? Do you allow high lines for the people's horses, or what do you have? Do you have a barn?
We have three different combinations on that. We have 35 stalls that are available.
Okay.
We also have metal hitch rails in the electric campground area that people can pick it at. And then we allow highlining in the primitive areas.
All right, that's great.
Perfect.
That is great. Well, and I have one more question, and that's, what time does the fish fry start? You may have said that, but I got to find out.
You know, I think I saw a 6 o'clock sign on the door over there.
All right, just about the right time to right time to eat. So, you may see me show up there this weekend.
We would love to have you, and I was going to invite you guys. Hope you can come up to see us sometime.
Well, we'd love to do that.
Oh, I'd love to come.
Tina May, whenever there's food and good riding, she's there. So, I mean, you know, you just...
Especially a fish fry.
Yeah, especially fish fry. Especially fish fry. Well, Jack, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us about one of the nicest places to camp and, you know, some place that is so close to... Nashville and other areas to get to. And I know folks, again, just love coming up there and spending time, and they just keep coming back again and again and again. And so folks that are traveling into Music City to experience all the great things that you can see there can come and camp with Long C and just have a great time in the beautiful state of Tennessee. And give us your website one more time.
It's just longctrails.com.
All right. Even I can remember that. So
and
check out
our email is longctrails@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, Jack, thank you so much. We'll look forward to seeing you very, very soon.
Well,
thank you guys, Jack,
for giving us the opportunity. Thank you, Tina, and you guys come see us.
All right. Thanks so much. Nope. Talk with you soon. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more with Tina May on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And these guys performed for us this past week at our event to raise money for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, and that's the Sawdust Brothers. So take a quick listen to their great song, Anywhere.
Get on down the track. True love left a hole, she ain't coming back. Get on down the road, get on down the line. I don't care where we go, anywhere is fine. To your lovely end, watch out where you're going, don't worry where you've been. Get on down the road, get on down the line. Don't maybe Lafayette, maybe San Antonio, Southeast Catahoula, everywhere is home. So get on down the road, get on down the line, don't care where we go, anywhere is fine. Get on down the road, get on down the track. True love left the hole, she ain't coming back.
Get on down the road, get on down the line. Don't care where we go, 'cause anywhere is fine.
I don't care where we go,
'cause anywhere,
'cause anywhere,
anywhere,
anywhere is fine.
They're taking off, but that's the Sawdust Brothers, and the song is Anywhere. And we want to remind folks that Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org, and Trailhead Supply, your full-service online horsepacking supply store. You can shop with them today online at trailheadsupply.com. And Tina May, you got to utilize Trail Guard this weekend, didn't you? This past weekend.
Yes, I did, and they got an A++++ rating from me. I'll tell you what, I just signed up with them a few months ago, and I was in Tennessee, and you know, you got mountainous terrain in there, and my brake line busted.
Wow.
And wow. Yeah, just before, 5 minutes before I was going down an incline on that mountain. And so, believe me, I'm counting my blessings. I'm very thankful for that. But
well,
when I called,
I just started to say, and they performed, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I'll tell you what, when I called them on the phone, within 15 to 20 minutes, I had somebody there loading up my trailer with my horse and somebody there picking up my truck, taking it to the garage. They fixed my truck there. And I was done and on the road within an hour and a half from the time I made that first phone call. And
wow,
what I love about Trail Guard that's a little different is that they don't have contracted service providers. So wherever it is you're broke down, they contact the closest service to you. And that was one of the questions they kept asking me. They wanted to know my exact location, if I could give them roads or a corner street or anything, because they wanted to get me the person that was closest to me so that it would minimize waiting time and get me to a safe place, get my horse to a safe place, and get things done. It was wonderful.
All right. So, and they can find out more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org. And you never know when you're going to need their type of service. So, anyway, did you have fun at Circle E this past week?
Oh, I had so much fun. It was great meeting people, and some old, some new, made new friends. Fiona is absolutely awesome. The kiddos are great. Great, great cause. And I want to give a big shout and a big thank you to Circle E Guest Ranch and their awesome staff, and Wind River Outfitters as well, Roger Lee Mills and Danny Lee Berry, for their wonderful chuck wagon cooking and poetry, and just everybody that came out, and the volunteers and everything for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation charity ride. It was a great, great event.
Well, we had a big time, and we're already putting things in motion for next year's event, and that is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Trail Ride and Benefit. And again, this year, the proceeds from that will go to support the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. And so put that on your calendar for June 2nd through the 5th, 2016, at the Circle E Guest Ranch. And we'll be posting new information with all of the performers and other details on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And we probably will put up some pictures as well to show what happened at this past year's event. So put that on your calendar and be with us. And what else you want to talk about? Any final thoughts from you?
Just people to get out there and ride and enjoy your horse, get out there, God's country, go see it, and go visit some of these campgrounds from all over.
All righty. So we always want you to saddle up America and get out and enjoy the trails and enjoy it with your favorite people and make some memories. And that's what this is all about. Who do we have next week on the show?
Well, next week we have Susanna Gibson, owner and publisher of Trailblazer Magazine. Then we travel back to Tennessee and talk with Tim and Tracy Aston, owners of Buffalo River Trail Ride.
All right. Tennessee just got a lot to offer, don't we?
Yes, you do. This is kind of like my Tennessee month.
I'm telling you what. Yeah, Tennessee. I mean, they're great places to ride all over North America, and we are traveling and visiting with them. We just happened to visit some great locations here in Tennessee. And I think about three-quarters of the population is within a day's drive of Middle Tennessee. So that's one of the things that makes Tennessee such a popular riding destination, plus all the great folks and trails that we have. So join us next Tuesday at noon for Saddle Up America, this Thursday at noon for the Campfire Cafe with our co-host Bobby Jean Bell in Santa Clarita, California. And we'll have great artists and music and talk with some great horse people there. And then on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock with Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale and Trinity Seeley, one of our favorite singers, will be joining Belinda for some conversation for a great hour of inspirational music and conversation as well. So we want to remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle,
get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. We're going to close out the show today with a great song from our good friend Templeton Thompson, pardon me, called Wishing You Wings, and that's our wish for you. And as always, we thank you for listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Learn to let go.